Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Thursday. Happy weekend eve. Hope you're all having a great time wherever you are, getting rested up and ready for the start of training camp next week. Next Wednesday, the Packers kicking things off there with their first practice of the 2026 training camp season at Ray Nitschke Field. I'll be in the air bright and early Sunday morning on my way to the great land of Wisconsin. Cannot wait to be out there for training camp. And hell, even before that, I'm going to be attending my first shareholders meeting in years. It's going to be a good time on Monday. On Monday, the injured players and rookies report, and then on Tuesday, the veterans report. And we'll undoubtedly start to get a stream of news, guys who are probably going to start on PUP and things of that nature. One of the names we'll be looking for is offensive lineman Zach Tom, who spoke, I believe, one time this offseason, during right at the end of minicamp, where he indicated he expected to be able to do something early in camp. That was his hope and expectation, that he would not be placed on the physically unable to perform list to start training camp. However, he even acquiesced to the idea that, yeah, it's up to the doctors, right? And we know how Green Bay is. We know how the Packers operate. They're a conservative group over there with good reason. So I think there's a chance that he starts on PUP. But if not, it'll be great to see him out there on the field. And something else he said in that availability really kind of, caught my attention, so to speak. And I hadn't really thought of it in quite a while until I was talking to Billy today, recording the latest Carry the G podcast, which I hope you'll check out, dropped here on Cheesehead TV earlier this afternoon. But I remember that Zach Tom mentioned wanting to play in the preseason because, you know, it's been a long time since he's played some football. He was banged up much of last year, missed those last five games, wasn't able really to participate in much of anything in the offseason this summer. Then he's going to get into camp, and yeah, he gets to go against his own guys. But he, at that time, before things were scheduled, was talking about hopefully getting in a few joint practices. Well, as we know, there will only be one joint practice. That will be against the Cardinals the week leading up to the final preseason game. And it did get me wondering if not just Zach Tom, but maybe the whole front possibly getting a little bit more work this summer in training camp and in preseason games in particular. Driven by the fact that, look, we have talked about it so many times here regarding the offensive line's really extremely poor performance in 2025, the need for better play across the board in 2026. Maybe with Zach Tom leading the way, Matt LaFleur has these guys out on the field a little bit more. And I'm not talking like they're going to play a whole half or anything like that, but maybe three or four drives. And I know, especially given the news out of Carolina today, they've lost a player for the season already in one of their outside edge players. You hate it. It's part of the game. You absolutely hate it. And I know that colors everything, right, as far as decisions, trying to be careful, trying to be safe as it is. But, man, you do not get better as an offensive line without playing football together. And with the restrictions on the offseason program, the way things are constructed now, it's impossible to get real football kind of under your belt, so to speak, as a group until things are live. And trying to take advantage of the preseason environment, I think, would make some sense. Now, I don't want them out there for an extended period, but I think with this five, whoever it ends up being, playing together throughout a couple of drives in the preseason, I think would help springboard them into the start of the season, especially given the fact that so much of the NFL now, the preseason all seemingly extends into the regular season. The first couple games in particular on the offensive side of the ball, can be rough, can be a little disjointed at times, maybe takes a bit to get the timing down, to get that offensive line gelled and working together as a kind of tight-knit unit. Why not take advantage of some of those preseason games? Don't expect it. I don't think it's something that Matt LaFleur is going to be very amiable to. But if Zach Tom is out there talking about wanting to play, leading by example somewhat, maybe the whole group wants to play and gets out there together. I don't think that's the world's worst thing for a Jordan Morgan or for an Anthony Belton and or Jager Burton if he wins the right guard spot. You know, it just feels like a good idea, even though I know you are holding your breath a little bit. But offensive linemen, they got to play together and they got to play football together, not thud, not drill work. They got to play football. And given the parameters of the offseason program, even training camp under the new CBA, playing football together as a unit is available to you very few and far between as far as opportunities go. So I hope I get a chance to ask Matt about it, this kind of opening of camp, because it's something his own player is talking about, a veteran who wants to play a little bit more in the preseason. Going to be interesting times, no question about it. Good to see all of you. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for joining us here at Packers Daily. Thank you for your patience. Sorry I missed you all yesterday. If you are a Patreon member or a Carry the G Club member, do not forget, happy hour is tonight. That's right. There was no happy hour on Tuesday. It is tonight. The information you need is on your respective pages. Hope to see you at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at Ticket King. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use the company based right across from Lambeau Field. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video or at cheeseheadtv.com. Okay, folks, how we do? Dennis is here saying hello to everyone. Hello, Dennis. London Cheesehead, I don't think I saw this. Did you see that a guy in Hamilton, Indiana wants us to beat the Bears? Have not seen that, but I suspect those Indiana folks are ready to either jump on board the bandwagon of the Bears or really hate the idea and are hoping the Packers whoop them. That would be great. Oh, complicated fella. How are you, sir? Yes, topic du jour. Don't think it will happen in my lifetime, but I believe the Packer ownership structure will need to change to survive. Nothing lasts forever. Still think the Packers find a way to stay in Green Bay. This is undoubtedly driven by what Mike Florio put out there a couple days ago. I know Kyle asked me about it earlier this week, and I hadn't seen it at that point. But now I have seen it. And I think there are certainly going to be some changes, and the Packers may get more aggressive in certain areas when it comes to finding revenue streams. But the idea that the Packers would get to the end of Ed Policy's tenure and dissolve the Green Bay Packers and then hand it over to a billionaire is ludicrous. All right. I mean, and if in some crazy world, and as I said on Twitter, yes, it could happen. Also, aliens could land and let us know that the entire universe writ large spends every Sunday laughing at the Vikings. It could happen. I agree. It could happen. But the idea that if it were to happen, it would cease to be the Green Bay Packers. Anybody who's ever read the greatest story in sports, the Cliff Crystal book, knows that it would cease to be the Green Bay Packers. You could even continue to call it that, but it wouldn't be the Green Bay Packers. And that, you know, if that were to materialize, say, 50, 60, 70 years from now, hey, I'm sure the world's going to look very different at that point. And I would suspect I've probably moved on at that point. But I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime. Let's put it that way. Jeff Smith, how are you? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member, man. Football is won in the trenches. How far this team goes will be dependent on O-line play. Agree 100% playing in the preseason. That's the thing. It's an obvious gamble, but I think it's a gamble worth taking. Just getting the guys working together in a way that they get, even during camp, get precious little as far as having guys in and out. Billy made the point on Carry the G Radio, which is astute. Like, there's a decent chance even after camp, right? When we get into week one, we've seen this staff is not afraid to keep rotating guys throughout the season. Like, I would not be surprised if we landed in a scenario where Belton and Burton are rotating at right guard series by series. We've seen them do it before. It would not surprise me if Burton is as good as advertised and rises to the occasion in camp and makes it a conversation. Would not surprise me in the slightest. like I've said, they've got belts on the wall when it comes to rotating guys in games, let alone game to game. That would be interesting to watch for sure. E4, how you doing, man? Met a Packer fan who had to move to this area years ago. Both of his sons are Bears fans. If any of you Packers fans with small kids visit Chicagoland, don't let them drink the water. Just say. I mean, for more reasons than one. Harps would never forget it. Hey, Aaron, remember, the Bears still suck. Of course they do. We all know this. It's always good to remind folks every once in a while. I understand, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Joe, what's up, man? Mike Florio started off with some good points. There are future financial hurdles the team and policy need to be cognizant of, but then he went off the rails with hyperbole and fear-mongering. Well, because he's a Vikings fan. And yes, what's funny is that, like, yes, he starts with the stuff that Ed Policy has already acknowledged. You know, it's like he had a whole interview in the Sports Business Journal and here on Cheesehead TV, thank you very much, talking about this idea that, yes, we are entering a very different phase when it comes to valuations of these franchises, the idea of being able to raise revenue in certain sectors, which Packers cannot avail themselves to because of the structure of ownership, etc. But he's aware of it. The idea that this is all going to come crashing down in the near future when any of us are still doing any of this is laughable. Let's say that. What else we got here, folks? Oh, Jay, this is a good question. When players like Watson and Lloyd went to the clinic to find out why they keep getting injured, who pays for that, the player or the team? In this instance, the team paid for that. And they've sent a few other guys to that clinic and a few others as well. But yes, that is driven by the team, paid for by the team. I love it. We're getting what everyone's kids are as far as their fandoms. I know that at least we've gotten to the point where my girls recognize it's football season. I actually had Olive sent me a TikTok the other day about how we're so close to football season and fall. For her, it's fall, right? But just the idea that they're recognizing, oh, dad's about to get busy, is a step in the right direction. They're never going to be big Packers fans, though, that's for sure. Joe, what's up, man? Belton still listed as tackle on the roster. Mean anything? Just that they haven't addressed it since last season. Will be very interesting when we, every year, they put out their first official draft depth chart, right? That's put together by the PR team, not by the coaching staff. And I know every year we kind of pick over this idea that, oh, he's listed as that or this or the other thing. It doesn't really mean a whole hell of a lot. As we saw, he played tackle all summer long, and then when need arose, they put him right in there at right guard, which a lot of folks think he should have been practicing at all summer long. But no, I wouldn't read too much into it. Now, you know, he's kicked out to tackle when Zach Tom has been absent here over the course of the offseason, right? Between Kennard and Belton, they've been taking reps at right tackle. Certainly, he can play there. Has played there. Hell, he started there their second game of the season. You know, people kind of forget that, but Belton's played a little tackle for them. But we all know that's Zach Tom's job, right? And I think he'll be given opportunity at right guard. But who knows, man? Maybe we get out there next week and they got Burton there with the ones and Belton's a swing tackle. Entirely possible. Tom, what's up, man? Nags, I'm heading to the season opener against the Falcons. Will Cheesehead TV be holding any meet and greet events for that Thursday game day? Yes, not the day of the game, but the night before the game. We will be at Hagermeister Park, downtown in Green Bay, right on the river. They're going to have live music. Carry the G will be available. Oh, just saying that. I'm so ready for football season. But yes, the night before, that Wednesday night before the home opener, we'll be at Hagermeister Park in downtown Green Bay. And you know what we're going to be doing. We're going to be drinking a bunch of Carry the G.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. Hope to see you there, man. Say hello. Come out to the meetup. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mike Witt, how are you, sir? Hey, Nags. Who was your favorite Packer as a kid? I was always a fan of pass rushers, so mine was the original six-shooter, Tim Harris. Even had a 97 jersey when I was younger. Whew, Tim Harris was a good player, man. Lynn Dickey. Lynn Dickey was my favorite growing up. I would pretend to be Lynn Dickey in my yard, throwing the football as far as I could to no one sometimes. But also sometimes when my friends and I would get together and play, I would be Lynn Dickey. Lynn Dickey was a superhero in my eyes. Now, I love Lofton, Jefferson, Kaufman, that whole group, right? Ezra Johnson. I loved Ezra Johnson growing up. But Lynn Dickey was my guy. He was the one who really made me. I always liked the Packers growing up. My grandpa took me to a game when I was three. You know, my dad watched every Sunday, and I watched religiously with him. But Lynn Dickey took it over the top. He's the one who made me become somewhat obsessed with the Packers. Andrew Ware, how are you, sir? Opening in Minnesota, this offense downer have time to figure out sans Parsons. Man, there's a lot going on there, Andrew Ware. I need you to command the English language, my friend. I'm here for a whole half in the third preseason game. Well, what do I know? My three-year-old is a Packer fan. There you go. I don't know about a whole half. I don't think that's necessary. And I would suspect if they were to do this kind of thing where they put the offensive line out there, it would be probably earlier in the preseason. I would be surprised if they sent a bunch of guys out there in the final preseason game. But stranger things have happened. We shall see. Jeff, thanks again, man. After O-line play, the next two things the Pack needs for success. One, minimize salary on IR. And two, kicker only blows one game this year. Ba-dum-bum-psh. I mean, you got the rim shot there, but you're not lying. And you ain't really joking. I mean, just make your fucking kicks. I don't ask for a lot. I'm a simple man. Just make your kicks. How hard can it be? A lot of guys in this league who can do it. Trace Mack, you're next. You're the next guy who can do it. Make your kicks so we're not losing football games. And away we go. I'm all about this. Andrew doesn't. Yeah. Okay, I got you now. I got you. Oh, right. If Matt LaFleur was in charge, Bo Melton would be listed on the roster as athlete. Truly. No designation for which side of the ball he's on whatsoever. What else we got here, folks? Oh, complicated. Yeah, absolutely. Remember when McCarthy had the team wearing watches and monitoring their bodies and changing practices to minimize or maximize their performance? Anything like that still going on? 1,000,000,000%. They are completely, if you come to practice or if you see even just pictures of practice, you'll see like little circle kind of patches or things on their shoulder pads sewn into their jerseys. That's the GPS trackers that basically track everything that they're doing on the field. And that's all hooked up to all sorts of kind of equipment that the staff and the training staff utilize to track everything they do in every single practice. So yeah, there's a lot going on, and that's connected to the film as well. Like, it's crazy. There's serious tech happening at each and every Packers practice. And you'll see, if you go out to Raynishke Field, you'll see guys with iPads and stuff. And some of that is the film, but some of that is the GPS. There's a whole world going on out there that we're not really kind of privy to. Andrew, unfortunately, no. Carry the G making its way down to Kansas anytime soon? No time that would be imminent. No, we're focused on Wisconsin and growing the brand within the state. Maybe someday, like when Carry the G is has become a very big deal in Wisconsin, and I have retired and my daughters have taken over the brewery, then maybe. Maybe we'll push into some other states. But right now, we're really concentrated on just trying to grow within Wisconsin. And look, we've done so each and every year that since we've put the beer out. So it is headed in the right direction. But yeah, other states, nationwide, that kind of thing is a real long way away. Ooh, Carol Dale. Good pull, Dennis. You talk about a legendary Packers. Oh, man, complicated. Hell yeah. Next, didn't Ezra eat a hot dog on the sidelines? Did he go down in your ranking after that? If anything, he went up in my ranking after that. Good times. Good times. Well, okay. I appreciate new season don't remind us of the kicker. I hear you. I completely understand what you're saying. However, when you continuously lose games because of a kicker, and so then you jettison him and you bring in a new kicker, you need that new kicker to understand why he's given this job, because the last guy kept missing kicks and costing you games. So I understand you don't want to hear about it, don't want to think about it outside out of mind, but I'm telling you what, my friend, starting next week, you're going to start getting live updates from practice. Bill Huber is going to be out there telling you who made what, from what distance, what hash mark. Get ready. Summer of the kicker competition is back, baby. It all kicks off next Wednesday. What else we got here, folks? Rod, what's up, man? Thanks for checking out the stream. What is your concern with new center and O-line, little shaky play calling on offense, how Matt calls? A lot going on there. Concern. Sean Ryan needs to play a hell of a lot better. There is zero doubt about that. And look, we did talk about this a couple weeks ago, where I do think having started the offseason at center will help him, right? And the fact that he got so many live reps at the position after being thrown into the fire, so to speak, when Elgton Jenkins went down in that Eagles game, that should inform and help him in 2026. But yes, 1,000,000%, he needs to be better. He was decent in the run game. He was tough to watch sometimes in pass pro. And not all of that is on him. Some of it is the line working together or not working together, missing stunts, what have you. But down in and down out, he needs to be a lot better in pass protection, you know. And I'm not saying anything he's not aware of, the coaches aren't aware of, but certainly you hope, because he has those banked reps and an entire offseason kicked off from the center position, and he is going to be the starting center day one in camp, all the work this summer should help, right? It should help him develop and become better at the position, become more consistent. But as we've also talked about, it is going to be, you know, some real live stuff getting thrown at him right out of the gate in Minnesota. That is a really hard place to play against a defense that has given the Packers offense tons of problems in protection right out of the gate. So, yeah, man, I hear you. It is something that I think everyone's going to be watching pretty damn closely once camp starts, because he needs to be better. The whole line needs to be better, and he needs to be better in particular. No question. High powered. What's up, man? Taking the fam to our very first family night. Outstanding. Everyone should do it at least once with their kids. My oldest and I went when she was like 10, I want to say 12, 11, somewhere around there. And she still talks about it. It's a great, great night. Have a ball, man. It is so much fun. It's a great vibe at Lambeau, and it's so just wonderful how they lean into families, the kids, what have you. Yeah, just a great time. Have a ball and stay for the fireworks. They're outstanding. Tulio, you're not wrong, man. Off topic, Cape Verde is the winner of the World Cup in our hearts. I mean, the fact that they took both final participants to the wire, pretty impressive. Pretty damn impressive, no doubt about it. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.